one way or another how long it may be. It's a weekend, and we have to decide what is ever so weekend worthy. Well, we'll dive into this. She is the subject of the Real Country Flashback coming up next, but it is Tanya Tucker's birthday and all weekend here at Hank FM, and really kicked into overdrive this afternoon with Mark Phillips. We got Tanya Tucker songs all birthday weekend long. Keith Urban last night there at Dickie's Arena, by all accounts, man, a fantastic concert because he does what he does.
He is up there. Phenomenal. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and evidently nothing of any sort of note or, hey, did you see, having to do with the breakup.
No Easter eggs, as the Swifties like to say.
No. But also last night in concert, and I can't believe we kind of forgot this.
Shaboozy.
Really?
Made his debut at Billy Bob's last night. Packed the whole place. Shaboozy.
That's fantastic.
Was in town.
Did we know any other song besides this one?
Well, we did get to play a live version of...
'Cause it ain't my shaboozy.
Darn right we
Dang
did.
Dang Skippy.
Yeah. Casey Donahue on the stage tomorrow night at Billy Bob's. Megan Maroney. This is interesting. She has really come on in the past couple of years. And country singer Megan Maroney, she's over there at Texas Trust CU Theater in Grand Prairie. She's three straight nights. Starting tonight.
Ooh.
All the way through Sunday. Out there. So, yeah, she has come on gangbusters in the country movement.
Tennessee Orange, baby.
Elsewhere, you got the Howdies continuing out there. It's been an interesting week for the state fair.
Howdy, folks.
Hi, Tex.
I think they're trying to do some damage control right. The Junior League, of course, we assembled them yesterday in all their superpowers. It is the Christmas in Cowtown over there at Will Rogers. That is underway and going through the weekend.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stacy, out at cruise night was like, you've been to Christmas in Cowtown, have you not?
Yeah.
I said, well, I haven't been really, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
She pointed glue gun at you?
She was close.
All right.
I mean.
Well, it's going on. Christmas in Cowtown. We got details, 921hankfm.com.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. That's the Christmas spirit that you were
it
being
is.
Shared with
Aww.
Last night. Yeah. NHRA going on strong down there. We will have a drag racer in studio coming up 9 o'clock hour, but Texas Motorplex and Ennis with the Stampede of Speed. Yesterday, Texas Longhorns, they say for the first time since the Chisholm Trail days of the 1870s, rolled through and rumbled through the downtown square there in Glen Rose. That was yesterday, and it all leads to the going on this weekend, the Expo at Glen Rose, the International Texas Longhorn Association 35th Anniversary and Championship Show.
Wow.
Yeah. So the longest of the horns are going to be out there. And, of course, they're at Cotton Bowl. Because it is.
OU weekend.
It is Texas OU weekend.
Oklahoma.
Yeah. Majority of people from Texas come to OU anyways.
And remember, hook 'em horn.
Yeah.
He knows.
Professor will certainly be in regalia and form. Texas OU weekend, 2:30 kickoff tomorrow there at the State Fair. And Texas coming off a weekend where they fell out of the top 25 after entering the season ranked... Number one.
I still think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, well.
They've got big dreams.
Well, that kind of spirit, maybe. That kind of spirit, maybe. A&M, they're top five ranked, I think ranked fifth. They take on Florida. You got TCU taking on, the girlfriend's alma mater, K-State.
Ruh-roh.
Tomorrow.
That was my dad's alma mater, too. Go Cats.
Does that mean we're going to be related? TCU,
Kansas,
Texas Tech, they will take on Kansas. They're still undefeated. Tarleton State still undefeated. They'll take on like ITT Tech or something like that. And then the University of North Texas, UNT, little old mean green up there, Denton Way in Big Sky Country, playing tonight. They are 24th ranked, and they're having a heck of an undefeated season in their own right, taking on South Florida. They have they're ending classes today. At noon on campus to encourage faculty and students to attend pregame festivities, but they can't go to the game because it is their first ever sellout in the stadium that opened in 2011. So that is tonight.
Look at you.
Go little Mean Green up there. What do you got going on this weekend, Mean Green?
I mean,
Heatherly?
I have no idea how I would even
You're
compare
undefeated as well.
To all that. No, believe me. Defeat is something I know well. Okay, so our theater era is in full swing at the Lee compound. We will be having a prop-making party at my house.
Nice.
In anticipation of the Thespian Festival next weekend. And then in all this, the trunk or treats are going to be happening. And we do not have our costumes.
Mm.
One of our friends he is intent on going full vampire. And my headphones are not feeding back. And then Sunday, then we have two more days off. So we're taking suggestions on how to occupy the little people. What about you?
Don't worry about, by the way, our headphones feeding
it's
back.
It's not happening.
If the engineers can't hear it, we can't hear it either.
It doesn't exist.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This weekend, I got some little home house cleaning junk to deal with. Laundry Mountain has regained its fine form.
What about wedding planning?
We are actually, though,
chop.
Heading up northbound to Big Sky Country tomorrow. The fiance and I, and we're going to somebody else's wedding tomorrow.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Oh, no. You better be careful. She's going to get a lot of expensive ideas.
Yeah. Cool. I'd like to see her try to pay for them.
You're kidding me.
I mean, it's her family,
Welcome
okay?
Welcome to your real country wake-up call.